From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Utah Department of Health declined Washington County's request yesterday to shift from the moderate to the low-risk phase of its coronavirus pandemic response. The county is projecting a $4 million decline in its 2020 sales tax revenue, which is about a fifth of its budget, according to Washington County Commissioner Dean Cox.
If those sales tax revenues are falling for us, revenues are obviously falling for all of our businesses as well.
Cox says the state's guidelines should recognize regional differences to strike the right balance between public health risks and business interests. The county's request will not be reconsidered before May 15th. Utah state lawmakers and health officials are hosting a free COVID-19 testing event at the Utah State Fair Park this Saturday and targeting underserved communities. The event is being put on by the state's six legislators of ethnic and racial minorities. Data from the Utah Department of Health show people of color account for more than 40% of the state's confirmed coronavirus cases, but make up less than a quarter of the population. The event also aims to provide resources for people experiencing housing or food insecurity. As Utah eases social restrictions on day-to-day life meant to help slow the spread of coronavirus, the state's national parks are slowly reopening, too. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox brings us the latest on park openings across the state.
For the first time in nearly a month, Bryce Canyon National Park opened its gates to the public today. Peter Densmore works for the park and says that though the parking lots aren't full, visitors are returning.
There were some folks that were waiting by the gate when we opened this morning. And as the day has gone on, it hasn't been too long between cars traveling down the road behind each other.
The park is reopening in phases. The main road, viewpoints, and one bathroom are open for now. But backcountry areas and other facilities, like the visitor center and campgrounds, are still closed. Densmore says the best thing for visitors to do is check the website for specifics.
Just knowing what to expect when they come to the park so that they are prepared to have a safe visit here is really what we'd love to see.
Capitol Reef National Park partially reopened on Tuesday, and Zion will start allowing access to certain areas of the park next week. Arches and Canyonlands remain closed. David Fox, KUER News.
The pandemic is decimating local budgets across our region, but aside from public health, there's another threat looming: wildfires. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, that has lawmakers and firefighters in our region demanding more federal support.
Don Lombardi is the fire chief of the West Metro Fire Protection District in Colorado. He says fire crews will feel the economic impact of COVID-19 particularly hard.
As our local governments look at revenue shortfalls, unfortunately, they're going to look at their fire stations and go, you know what? We can probably back off there and roll the dice.
Lombardi says in addition to fighting fires, firefighters are playing a key role in community pandemic responses.
We're the ones going in the houses to take care of these people. They call 911 and they have these COVID symptoms.
Lombardi is joining with freshman Western Democratic lawmakers urging Congress to provide more funding ahead of wildfire season. In an earlier federal funding package, firefighters received $100 million. Lombardi says they need at least $5 billion. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Yellowstone grizzly bears are currently under Endangered Species Act protections, but this week, federal courts are reviewing the bear's status once again. Camila Kudelska explains.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service delisted Yellowstone grizzly bears back in 2017, but that decision was challenged by environmental groups and Native American tribes. In September of 2018, a judge put the bears back on the threatened species list, saying the agency hadn't used the best available science in its decision. He asked that a comprehensive review of the entire species in the lower 48 be part of any delisting decision. The U.S. government is asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for clarity on that requirement. Meanwhile, Wyoming is asking for the protections to be overturned altogether. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Camila Kudelska.
In the nearly 2 months since the 5.7 magnitude earthquake in Magna, Utah has experienced more than 2,000 aftershocks. Data from the University of Utah seismograph stations show 6 aftershocks were greater than 4.0, and 34 were in the magnitude 3 range. The quakes have generally petered out in frequency. Nearly all of the aftershocks have been located within a few miles of the main event. Seismologists have said this is expected and normal for an aftershock pattern. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.